The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On. Brent Severn.
When I think of Brent Severn, think of Thor and whatever that actor's name, Liam Neeson or whatever his name is.
Analytics.
He's at the best point per 60. He's a top 10 point per 60 out there. You won't believe what his numbers are.
White sauces.
I don't like white sauce on anything. I can't think, imagine the last time I put something white sauce on my pasta. No white sauces. I don't like to dip in white sauce.
Speaking.
When I get passionate about things, my words always don't come out the way I want them to. And that's when Connor's just sitting back there, just recording everything.
Here is Struds On.
Setting the tone. So this is all through Ryan Rashog. And so we'll check in with him at 5 o'clock to get exactly the scoop of what happened. But today there's a couple players that weren't late. They were exactly on time, it sounds like. Cousins and Kirby Dach. And as they came onto the ice, Andre Tourigny, the head coach of the World Junior team, met them at the door. And you could see, and Shager had some video. And again, we'll talk about this with him at 5 o'clock. He had a chat with Dach and Cousins about what was happening. They showed up, like a Shager, right 11:30. The practice already kind of got rolling. He talked to the guys, and then they both went back and ended up watching the practice in the stands. Now, later on, Tournier talked about the fact that they were getting treatment, and that's why they're a little bit behind. But he wanted everyone to be on the same page, understand that you have to make sure there's allowances, that if you're going to take X amount of time for treatment, that you still get to the ice on time, just like everybody else. So this is a pretty bold strategy. These two, Cousins and Dach, are going to be two of your better players as they guide themselves towards what will be hopefully a gold medal for it. But it's clear to me, at least from a distance, again, we'll talk with Shager, but from a distance, this is a coach trying to make everyone understand that this is our team. That it doesn't matter where you've played, where you're drafted, how things went for you last year, or how you think you're going to be a part of this group, how you fit in, whether you're the number one center or you're the extra player on some nights, that everyone is expected to toe the rope. And that's a very Team Canada model. And I really like that model. I do appreciate it. Is this going to have a long-term effect on these players? Yeah, I think that they'll realize that they have to, you know, they have to make sure they hustle and get there on time. And if you're on, or early, because if you're on time, that means you're late. But I think the impact on the group will be pretty clear, especially when it comes to Dach. We saw the moves he made yesterday. We know what he did last year in the NHL, the impact he had in the first round series against the Blackhawks, with the Blackhawks versus the Oilers. And when you look around, all those players on that ice know exactly what Kirby Dach has done and is capable of. But in one stroke, in one move, in like weeks away from the tournament, the head coach let everybody know that this is our team. This is how we operate. These are the standards. Everyone's get treated the same. So I think that this is a really smart and wily move by a coach just trying to get everyone on the same page. I don't think it has any long-term effects negatively for either player as far as them being grumpy. I mean, they probably laughed a little bit about it and said this guy's being dramatic. But when you're part of a team, it doesn't matter who you are. You've got to make sure that you are where you're going to be and you're going to be accountable to your teammates to make sure that you're not wasting their time. Two players don't make 20 players wait. It's the other way around. You know, two players should wait for 20 players in that way. So I like this move by it. Again, we'll talk to Shager and kind of get more insight from him at 5 o'clock. But I like this stamp, and this is a very Team Canada coach way of operating, Greggs. And I like the message it sends to the group.